21.8. Are you prepared for unexpected weather conditions? Here's some warning from the Weather Channel to help you be on your guard when nature runs amok.
Thunderstorms, lightning and hail during the storm. When you notice darkening clouds in the sky accompanied with sudden wind shifts, a thunderstorm may be approaching. If local authorities have issued a watch or warning, heed their instructions on what to do and whether you need to take cover.
Outdoor safety. When thunderstorms are likely, postpone outdoor activities and avoid going outdoors if at all possible. If you are caught outdoors in a thunderstorm, follow these tips to stay safe until the storm passes. If you're in an open area, find a low place, such as a ravine or valley. Be alert for flash floods. If you're in a forested area, find shelter in a low area under a thick growth of small trees if possible. If you're on open water, get to land immediately and seek shelter. If you're in a car, keep the windows closed. If you're outdoors and feel your hair stand on end, an indication that lightning is about to strike, do not lie flat on the ground, as your fully extended body will provide a larger surface to conduct electricity. Instead, squat low to the ground and place your hands over your ears and your head between your knees. The goal is to make you the smallest target possible and minimize contact with the ground. Stay away from anything made of metal. Bicycles, golf clubs, golf carts, motorcycles, tractors and farm equipment. Stay away from natural lightning rods, such as a tall tree in an open field, and avoid hilltops, the beach, or boats on open water.
Hail. In addition to heavy rains and the threat of lightning, hail can pose a grave danger during a thunderstorm. Hail can be as small as the size of a pea or as large as a softball. Because it falls from the sky, it can reach extremely high speeds as it barrels towards Earth and damage anything in its path, for example cars, windows, and especially plants and agricultural crops. If you see or hear hail hitting the ground during a thunderstorm, take it as an unmistakable sign that you need to remain inside if you're already indoors, or find shelter quickly if you're outdoors. A few facts about hail. Though hail rarely causes fatalities, more than 20 people are injured by falling hail each year in the United States. The larger the thunderstorm, the greater the chance for larger hail to be produced. So stay alert if you notice especially large thunderstorm clouds developing in your area.
Indoor safety. If you're indoors when thunderstorms are imminent or occurring in your area, stay inside and follow these tips to secure your home and property. Shutter windows and secure outside doors. Also, close your window blinds, shades or curtains and keep a safe distance from them. Secure any objects outside your home that could blow away or cause damage. Stay away from faucets, sinks, showers and bathtubs. Plumbing and bathroom fixtures can conduct electricity. Avoid using a corded or landline telephone during a thunderstorm for the same reason. Cellular or mobile phones are safe to use. Unplug electrical appliances such as televisions, computers and corded phones, and turn off air conditioners. Power surges that occur as the result of lightning can cause severe damage to plugged-in electronics and appliances. Keep pets inside, on a leash or in a crate or carrier. Make sure you have a battery-powered radio so you can receive weather alerts and storm updates if you lose power.
21.9 Topic in a Nutshell.
Talking about weather, the first thing that comes to my mind is seasons. My favourite season is spring. After the cold and dark winter days, I always become very happy when the first spring flowers start to blossom and we have longer days with a lot of sunshine. The weather in spring is ideal for walking, hiking and just sitting in the garden, and I really like doing these things. As I don't like snow, ice and slushy streets in the city, winter is the season I like the least. For me, it is important to know future weather conditions in advance for some very simple practical reasons. For example, I can plan what to wear or what kind of programs to have for the day. Another very important factor is that people can prepare for extreme weather conditions and natural disasters like hurricanes, tornadoes, typhoons, or floods.